Okay, we're in principle number 7. Let's take a moment and contemplate and expand a little on what we've been discussing until now. We learned that at the source of our reality is unconditional love that is flowing boundless goodness to all of creation. That everything that we're going through right now is the process of us becoming ready and able to experience this boundless goodness that the source of all reality desires to bestow upon us. We learned that every single one of us in the world are all aspects of a universal soul that's called the soul of Adam and Chava, the soul of Adam and Eve. We learned that our soul transcends all of time and space. We learned that at this moment, our universal souls fragmented in very complicated ways into billions of individual souls, and were put into this whole reality of time and space as a stage in which we're able to learn how to truly love and then be able to experience all the divine goodness in the ultimate way. We learned that every one of our souls is going through many different lifetimes, completing our spiritual transformation. We learned that every lifetime that we're in is divinely orchestrated to the nth degree to help our particular soul reach its next level of transformation. We have free will, so our decision-making is affecting everything, which we'll learn about in, God willing, in the principles to come. But everything that we're doing is interfacing with a divine orchestration that's helping our souls along in the ultimate way. We learned that the parts of ourselves that we haven't yet raised up from receiving to giving, the parts of ourselves that we haven't yet spiritually developed, are what are coming down in subsequent lifetimes. Until eventually all of our souls have completed our spiritual transformation, have reached the place where giving is more precious to us than receiving. At that point, we all realize that we're all aspects of one universal soul. We transcend all of time and space, falls away because it's not needed anymore. The same way that when a person leaves the world, passes on, so the soul leaves their body because that soul doesn't need that body anymore. So eventually all of our souls will leave this larger body of time and space and be able to experience our ultimate cosmic reality of divine experience that we're here to experience. The great spiritual masters that we're learning from are the people who have already completed their spiritual development to that final transformation to the highest level and are already experiencing our divine reality, trying to help the rest of us along. It's interesting, we learned that even though our spiritual masters are already experiencing what we could call the world to come, experiencing it already now, on some level, they can't experience the ultimate manifestation of that until all of us get there. So we are all in the process of attaining our union with our divine reality. I was wondering if when we come to this final state that's called Gemar Tikkun, which is what everything is headed towards, if we're each going to have our own unique experiences in that cosmic, eternal, divine moment that we're all headed towards. Or if our oneness will be such that all of us are experiencing the same experience. So what I'm understanding from what's been brought down in the learning is that it seems to be both. Because each of us, every one of us, was created a very unique reflection of the divine light, a unique vessel of experiencing God's goodness, of experiencing God. Every single one of us is a very unique, beautiful way of experiencing God that nobody else could experience. So each of us, ultimately, we learn, will be experiencing in our own unique, special way, in the highest way that we were created to experience, each of us. But also, because we're all aspects of one soul, and we'll all be so unified, that all of our individual experiences will be completely integrated in a way that each of us will be experiencing in some way all the other experiences, but through our own unique vessel of experience. So it seems that the final cosmic experience that we're headed towards, called Gemara Tikkun, is unique to each of us, and also will be a universal experience as well. Brings the metaphor in the Kabbalah for an insight into our universal soul being fragmented into all of our billions of individual souls, and also the whole concept that we're going through in the unfolding of time. So the metaphor is that there's a king that has a great treasure and wants to bring this treasure from the king's country across the ocean to another country. The treasure of 1 million gold coins. So any person of the kingdom that the king would give the treasure to take across the ocean, the treasure is just so great that even somebody very faithful to the king would be tempted along the journey to just take the treasure and sail away. The treasure is just so great that who would be able to not take the treasure along the way? So the king devised a plan to take 1 million people from the kingdom and give each one 1 gold coin and ask them to bring the coin across the ocean. So in that way, it brings all of the treasure across the ocean. But for 1 gold coin, it's not worth it for a person from the kingdom to be unfaithful to the king for 1 gold coin. So from what I understand from the metaphor, is in one way, all of our universal soul being divided into our billions of individual souls is giving each of us a particular aspect of that transformation from elevating our desire to receive to a desire to give. We're each having a particular aspect of that to work with. And all of our working on it together is ultimately bringing the transformation to its final transformation. Also, we could understand this metaphor in terms of each of our individual lives, because every moment of our life right now, we have an opportunity to elevate an aspect of our desire to receive. So every moment that we do the spiritual work of doing an act of giving beyond our natural state of wanting to receive in that moment, and we learn that these actions that we're doing, our spiritual work, are in realms of physical actions, right? Wanting to get something but giving something instead. Also on a level of speech, instead of saying something that serves our desire to receive and might be not a good thing to say something positive that's in a way of giving. And even on the level of our thoughts, to be working, to be thinking in ways that are in the direction of giving rather than in the way of receiving. And then ultimately in our working on our desire itself. So in every moment of our life, we're working, when we're doing spiritual work, we're working in one moment, like 1 gold coin in the metaphor, to elevate. In some moments where we merit to make that elevation. It says in the Kabbalah that in the Gemara Tikkun, in this final cosmic moment that we're headed towards, so every, say, like good deed, every act of giving that we did on all the levels of action, speech, and thought, working on our desire, that we ever did throughout our entire lives, even what we've completely forgot about, all will become revealed in this cosmic moment. And that is the vessel that is allowing for that transformation of being able to receive in order to give. That we're building up that ability, like in every moment of our life, step by step by step. So we've been learning in this principle about all the stages that we're going through. All of these stages are to bring us to that final state of being able to receive in order to give. We learned that we are all together the universal soul that is going through this ultimate transformation, transcending all time and space. We learned that every moment we're making an effort to elevate our desire to receive to a desire to give is termed in the Kabbalah that we're making returning light. There's a concept of direct light and the concept of returning light. Direct light means that we're having an experience of God. Direct light is the light of the purpose of creation, the light of all the goodness that wants to be bestowed to us, that ultimate pleasure of experiencing our divine source. The love that's flowing to us is direct light. That's like the triangle going down in the Star of David, representing direct light. And the triangle going up in a Star of David is representing returning light, which is our working to give the love back, trying to give the love back, trying to love back. So in general, our natural tendency is like, we're happy to love back as long as we're first given the love. But foundational understanding of Kabbalah is that we only experience direct light to the extent that we're giving returning light. That the extent to which we're trying to be in a place of loving and giving is the extent to which the divine love and giving can become revealed to us. Because otherwise, all of our loving back would just be because of what we're experiencing from the direct light. Wouldn't it be really loving? So in short, all of the stages that we're learning here are the stages of how all of us, in our deepest essence, in our souls, in our universal soul, and all the individual aspects of our universal soul, are going through the process of first of all learning how to give in order to give, a state of pure giving, unconditional love, which will then enable us to reach the final level of receiving in order to give, being able to experience all of the divine goodness in the ultimate way of not just taking all the love that's flowing to us, but in an experience where we are truly loving back in the ultimate way. So we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.